Like too many agencies, the Office of Personnel Management has been laboring for years under a backlog. In this case, it's retirement annuity claims. OPM's been working on this whole problem the hard way, manually. Now it plans a solicitation in 2015 for a fully automated retirement system. Now don't get your hopes up too fast. This will be the fifth time since 1998 OPM has tried to use technology to modernize the federal retirement system. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on OPM's latest plans. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So this is a little bit like Groundhog Day, I guess, but what are they trying to do now?
We certainly hope it's not like Groundhog Day where they have the same results. Hopefully this day will be a little different because this time OPM is planning to release an RFP for a case management system sometime in early fiscal 2015. Now, I know we're into fiscal 2015, so now we're looking at probably January, February timeframe, maybe a little later. But that is one of several pieces in the works to move the current paper-heavy processing system into one that's online and obviously automated. Ken Zawadny is OPM's Associate Director for Retirement Services.
Our effort will include an online retirement application that will help agencies ensure they submitted completed retirement applications thoroughly and make information more accessible to personnel planning for their retirement. Currently, we will complete a pilot project with payroll service providers for accepting payroll data from shared service centers using a standardized data format. Throughout 2015 and 2016, we will automate further functions currently performed by the mainframe, such as annuity calculations and routines to send payment information to Treasury. Transitioning from the mainframe to a distributed computing environment will save money and increase our ability to make changes to the system in a timely and efficient manner.
Now, Zawadny and OPM Chief Information Officer Donna Seymour testified yesterday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on the Federal Workforce, the U.S. Postal Service, and the Census. Now, over the last year, really since OPM Director Catherine Archuleta issued her 100-day IT modernization plan for the entire agency, Zawadny and Seymour and others have been planning the next steps for the retirement system. In 2014, OPM actually held an industry day where 17 vendors demonstrated their case management systems. Now, from that, and other market research, OPM will create this solicitation in 2015. Zawadny says the contract should be in place and begin implementation of the system by August. Now, in the written testimony to the committee, Zawadny and Seymour offer a little bit more details about the RFP. They write, the case management system will give OPM greater insight into the cases themselves, the processes, and the performance within the workflows. They say the solution will provide various levels of integration with other systems used to capture that relevant data through employment, investigation, and the retirement life cycles.
Well, I got to say, it does sound like things we have heard before, and they seem like they have an ambitious life cycle here going to get it started underway by August. Did you get any indication at the hearing that OPM has learned from the past technology tries that it made?
You know, you certainly hope they've learned something. I mean, over the last, 20, 25 years, they've wasted hundreds of millions of dollars. And then while the government accountability didn't do any new research for this hearing yesterday, auditors did seem hopeful based on previous work. OPM CIO Donna Seymour describes OPM's approach to the system's development.
What we are doing is moving from a mainframe environment. Most of these applications, and when we talk about 80 applications, they're small applications that do a very finite set of functions and together form the retirement services system. So what we're doing is taking this very incremental approach, putting in place the case management system first, and then we're looking at each of those applications to make sure we understand the complete functionality that they perform and how we can move them into the modern environment.
Now, the other thing that OPM is doing is they're ensuring a funding stream. Obviously, big projects, not necessarily OPMs, but projects throughout government, they always take off well, but do they continue along very well? And one thing OPM is doing is they received $2.6 million in 2014 and requested about $2.4 million in 2015. Subcommittee Chairman Blake Farenthold says OPM has only spent about $800,000 so far of that $2.6 million. So he says, I hope that's because of smart management and not because OPM is unclear of where it's heading with its IT modernization plan for the retirement system. Now, Richard Thiessen is the national president of the National Active and Retired Federal Employee Association. He says OPM received that $2.6 million from the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Trust Fund, money that employees basically have contributed to fund the, and to refund to they funded that money and to ensure retirement stability. Now, Thiessen says he'd like to see OPM provide more details on how that money so far has been spent and will be spent. Now, Zawadny says they don't actually know the entire life cycle cost yet, and that's part of the effort that they're going through with this RFP to really understand how much this technology will cost over the long term. Now, at the same time, there's some big potholes OPM has to overcome, like any big project. Listen to this exchange between subcommittee ranking member Stephen Lynch and Valerie Melvin, the Government Accountability Office's Director of Information Management and Technology Resource Issues.
We have in the current system, OPM uses 500 different procedures, laws and regulations, and 80 information systems that have 400 different interfaces to process retirement applications. Isn't that the root of the problem here? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it certainly points to a complex process and a complex system that they have to try to address. And it is part of the problem. From our standpoint, it doesn't make it impossible to address it, though. What we are looking for from the standpoint of what OPM does is to have clearly defined plans and a very detailed tactical approach to addressing these kinds of complexities. We mentioned priorities. There are priorities in terms of the requirements that have to be defined and how they're going to work through developing or acquiring the particular systems and how those systems would interface. So a number of factors that go into addressing it. Complex, yes, but not impossible.
Now, Melvin says OPM also needs to apply some basic IT acquisition success factors, such as stakeholder engagement, program management, in order to avoid a lot of the mistakes of the past.
All right, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, beyond technology, OPM has made a lot of progress in reducing the retirement claims backlog, however they're doing it, I guess by hand. What steps are they taking around people and process over the next year to keep this progress going while they get the new system in place?
Yeah, Tom, I think you're absolutely right. In the last 12 or 18 months, there's been a big difference. The retirement claims backlog has been reduced by almost 10,000. It's down to just over about 14,000 claims right now. It's processing claims on average in 37 days. And in fact, 84% of all claims are done within OPM's goal of 60 days. So you see there's a big change here. Not perfect, but definitely a change in the right direction. Zawadny says OPM is targeting three areas to find more efficiencies.
Process, customer service, and IT solutions. The process team is focused on identifying opportunities to gain efficiency in the processes pertaining to the post-adjudicative workload. Process improvements will lead to a more timely actions and a reduction in the potential for improper payments. We have mapped out and evaluated current processes, and we review the data collected in order to identify improvement opportunities. Additionally, the customer service team is studying current processes and customer behavior. The team has made multiple visits to different RS facilities and conducted numerous interviews with current and future retirees. Based on the research, we are focusing our attention on OPM's online services. Interview results show that customers who utilize retirement services online services are very satisfied with those particular services and activities. The key is to drive more people to the online services and to further improve those services and experiences for the customers.
Zawadny says OPM also is reviewing and improving its call center support. OPM says during the fourth quarter of 2014, the average speed to answer calls improved by 30%. Its call handling volume increased to 41%, and OPM reduced the amount of busy signals that employees and retirees get by 91%. Now, at the same time, you know, Narv Thiessen says, yes, the progress is real. We're seeing a difference. There are some non-IT areas they also need to focus on.
While OPM bears the responsibility for processing the claims, a federal employee's transition into retirement starts with the employing agency. Unfortunately, the government-wide error rates for retirement submissions remain unacceptable. Although publishing the results has led to pressure on agencies to improve, there was no significant improvement from 2012 to 2014. Agencies should be performing better. Reducing the error rate would improve processing at OPM, especially as it bears the brunt of retirees' frustration with delayed claims. The process of transitioning into retirement varies too widely among employing agencies. A standardized process and use of electronic records would go far in ensuring the backlog will become a distant memory.
Now, Thiessen says NARF surveyed its recent retirees, and 75% reported having a positive experience with OPM, while those that have been waiting 6 months or more are obviously more frustrated than ever. Thiessen says there's still 200 people who have waited at least 6 months to get their claims processed, and that's just taking too long. Now, as for the members of Congress that are obviously going to continue to pay close attention to this issue, Stephen Lynch says he's happy with some of the progress, but he likes to see OPM moving faster. And Blake Farenthold says OPM has a great opportunity to not only become more efficient, but also really move out of that paper processes, get rid of the old technology, and really do something that will really speed up the process as well. So as you see, that there was not a heavy influence of Congress yesterday at this event, but the fact is that the subcommittee is going to continue to pay attention.
And it sounds like OPM has NARF on its tail to keep after it until it gets this whole thing cleaned up.
Imagine NARF and every other employee group as well who really pays close attention to this, because there's nothing more frustrating for federal employees who've worked 30, 40 years and expect a certain amount of money each month, and they get half of it or a quarter of it because the claims processing just takes too long. But as you heard Thiessen says, the burden is not all just on OPM. The home agency or the last agency that you've worked at or all the agencies you've worked at also have to come together and provide the data so OPM can process the claim. If they can't get the data from their home agency, they can't process the claim. So there's two edges to this sword, and both sides have got to work together.
All right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that great report.
My pleasure.